looking at learning Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Megillah. We left off in Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis, about five lines before the end of the page, at the two dots, four lines before the end of the page. Barashei Chadashim Uchal Shel Moed Karin Arba'ah. So we said that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, we call four people to be Ola the Torah. So by Minei Ula Bar Rav Me Rava. Ula Bar Rav asked the following Shaila from Rava. Parshas Rosh Chodesh Ketzad Karin Osa. How do we read the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh? Meaning, how do you divide it up into four aliyos? It's not that many psukim. So Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'matalim is Karbani Lachmi, Dahavim T'mani Psuki, Hechi Neved. The part of the Kriya that starts with Tzavis B'nei Yisrael is only eight psukim. So how are you supposed to do it? Nikri, Trey, Tlasa, Tlasa, Psukim, have two people each read three psukim, Pashalu Trey, but then you're only left with two more psukim left in the parsha. Vein Mishayrim b'parsha pachas mishlosh psukim. You can't stop at an aliyah where you leave less than two psukim left in the parsha. So what should you do? Nikri arba arba. Should you read four psukim? Have each guy read four psukim? Pashalu shiva. But then there are only seven psukim left for the rest of the kriya. Ubiyom haShabbos havin trei, uvrashichat shechem havin chamisha. And the way those seven psukim play out is the uvayom haShabbos section is only two psukim, and the uvrashichat shechem section is five psukim. So how are you going to deal with that? How are you going to split that up amongst two people? Hechi navid, what are you going to do with those last seven psukim? Nikri trei meha v'chad mehanach. You want to have the guy who gets the third aliyah read the two psukim of Yom haShabbos and the first pasuk of Uvrashei Chachechem. You can't do that because Ein Maschilim beParsha Pachas Mishlosh Psukim. You're not allowed to begin a parsha and read less than three psukim into that parsha. So the last parsha, you're only going to be reading one pasuk into before you stop, and that's no good. So what should you do? Likur Tremeha Tosa Mehach. Should the guy who gets the third aliyah read the two psukim of Yom HaShabbos and three psukim of the final section of the final paragraph? Well, Pashalu Trey, well, then there are only two psukim left in the final paragraph of Rashi Chachechem. So you can't do that, because then the last guy's only going to have two psukim left. So the Gemara is going to tell us how two different Amorayim deal with this issue. Amar Lo. So Rava said back to Ula, Zulo Shemati. I don't know what you do about Rosh Chodesh. I never heard a tradition about how to deal with Rosh Chodesh. But Kiyotzi Bashamati, I do have a tradition about how to deal with a very similar thing. Ditna, and we have a Mishnah, Bayom HaRishon, Bereshis VaYirakia. On Sunday, they would say the paragraphs of Bayom HaRishon, of Bereshis and VaYirakia, Vitani Allah, and the Brisa says about that, meaning this is talking about the Maimados. We remember we discussed, I think, once already over here, that just like the Kohanim were divided up into different groups of people who would work in the Beis HaMikdash each week, and the Levim were divided up into groups of different people who would be responsible for singing Shira each week, the Yisraelim were divided up into different groups of people who would go to the shuls and fast and daven all day to daven that the karbanos should be accepted. So those ma'amados would read certain sections of the Torah each day. So on Sunday of that week, that was their turn, they would read Bereshis v'Yirukia. V'tani Alan, the Braisa said, Bereshis b'shnayim, Yirukia be'echad. The first paragraph starts Bereshis, is read by two different people, and the next paragraph of Yehirakia is read by one person. Vavinan ba, so we asked about that. Bishlam Yehirakia be'echad. I understand how the parsha of Yehirakia is read by only one person. Ditzlas psukia, because the whole thing is only three psukim. Elaboratius bishnayim, but how can you read the parsha that starts with Bereshis by two people? Chamisha psukia, the whole thing is only five psukim. V'tanya kari b'tor leivchas mishosh psukim, and everybody needs to read a minimum of three psukim. So how are you going to divide five psukim amongst two people? So it's the same problem we have with Rosh Chodesh the Anshe Maimed had on Sundays of every week. So v'id maralah, so we said, how did they deal with it? Two opinions in Amoraim. Rav Omar Doleg, Rav would say that the guy who gets the second aliyah goes back and repeats the last pasuk of the guy who got the first aliyah. So basically, aliyah number one reads psukim 1, 2, and 3. Aliyah number two reads psukim 3, 4, and 5. So pasuk 3 gets repeated. Shmuel Amar Posek. Shmuel says, no, just read half of the middle pasuk. So aliyah number one will read pasuk 1, 2, and half of 3. And aliyah number 2 would read the second half of 3, 4, and 5. So the Gemara goes on. Rav Amar Dolig, my time alomer posek. So Ravu says that you go backwards. Why doesn't he say to split the middle pasuk like Shmuel said? So Kasavra called Pesukah to Lo Paskin Moshe and then Lo Paskin Elei, because he holds that you're not allowed to just split up Pesukim in the Torah. That's a very important concept. Called Pesukah to Lo Paskin Moshe and then Lo Paskin Elei. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop at a certain point, we can't stop the pasuk at that point either. Ushmuel amar paskin and lay. Shmuel holds you can stop a pasuk in the middle. You could just split a pasuk and stop it halfway. Vamar Rabbi Chananya kara, but didn't Rabbi Chananya vahaamar Rabbi Chananya kara? Rabbi Chananya, the guy who is an expert in mikra, who is an expert in Tanakh, said tsar gadol hayli etzel Rabbi Chanina gadol. I had a big tsar, big tsaris, but Rabbi Chanina gadol, because I wanted him to let me split a pasuk into two. But v'lo hitu li lifsok el latino kashal beis rabban. He would never let me stop a pasuk halfway through unless I was teaching little children, and that was a special heter just for teaching little children. Holy slamid esuyin. Since those psukim, the best way to teach them, the best way to have little kids learn, is by breaking it up phrase by phrase. So that's the only reason I was allowed to split it up, but normally you're not allowed to. So sometimes, so don't you see that everyone agrees that even Shmuel would agree that you're not allowed to split up sukkim? So says Gemara, hasam time am I? Why are you allowed to split up sukkim for little kids? Mishum delo efshar, because you have no other option. What else are you going to do? How else are you going to teach them? Well, guess what? Hachanami lo efshar. Over here also, by reading Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh and reading the Kriyas HaTorah for the Ma'amados, there's no other option. So the rule that you're not allowed, granted, Shmuel agrees, there is a rule you're not allowed to split psukim, but Shmuel holds we're going to compromise that rule when you have no other option. And this is an example of where there's no other option. Says Gemara, Shmuel amar posik, my time alo amar dole. Great, now we know why Rav doesn't like Shmuel's idea of splitting the pasuk, because Rav holds you're not allowed to split up psukim. Why doesn't Shmuel like Rav's idea of going back and repeating the pasuk? So as the Gemara Gezeira, Mishum Enachnasin and Mishum Eyotzin, he was concerned that people who come in late or leave early are going to get the wrong impression, and they're going to think that the last guy only read two pasukim. I mean, if someone comes in late and hears pasuk 3, 4, and 5 being read by Na'ola, he's going to think that the first Aliyah read only pasukim 1 and 2. If someone leaves early and hears pasukim 1, 2, and 3 read by Na'ola, he's going to see there are only two pasukim left in the parsha. He's going to realize that he's going to think that pasukim, that the next Aliyah is only going to read pasuk 4 and 5. We don't want those people to get the wrong impression. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks on this, Parsha shel shisha psukim koronosu b'shnayim. If you have a Parsha that's only 6 psukim, and again, this whole discussion of Parsha, I should have mentioned before, when we say Parsha, we don't mean like Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha, that kind of Parsha. We mean Psuchos and Stumos, where there are a Pei or a Samach in the Chumash, where there are breaks in the Sefer Torah. So Parsha, a Parsha that only consists of 6 psukim, you get 2 people reading it. Vishal Chamish psukim biyachid, a Parsha that's made up of 5 psukim, is read by 1 person. Kara Rishon Shlosha, if the first guy already read 3 psukim of a 5 pasuk parsha, Hasheni Korishnaim mi parsha zu vechem mi parsha acheres, the next guy will read the last 2 psukim in this parsha and the first pasuk of the next parsha. V'yeshalom shlosha, and some say that the second guy should read 3 psukim of the next parsha. L'fishen maskulin b'parsha pachas mishlosha psukim, because you're not allowed to start off a new parsha less than 3 psukim. So what's the kasha? The kasha is like this: V'im isa. Now if Rav and Shmuel ideas are good ideas, according to Rav, we have a simpler idea over here. The second Aliyah should just go back and reread one of the Pesukim. And according to Shmuel, again, we have a better idea. Stop the middle Pesuk in the, stop the third Pesuk in the middle, so everyone will read 2.5 Pesukim. Says Gemara, Shaini Hasam Da Efshabahachi. No, in the Braisa, we have this other solution to just keep on reading into the next paragraph. Rav and Shmuel are only saying in a very b'di'evid situation, but over here in this Braisa, you could just keep reading. There's nothing wrong with just keeping on reading, and that would solve the whole problem. So we wouldn't rely on Rav and Shmuel in that case. Maybe now's a good time for some main points. Main point number one, the Gemara raises the question, how to read the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, and proves from a discussion of the Ma'amados that Rav would say to repeat a pasuk, and Shmuel would say to split a pasuk. So again, main point number one, the Gemara raises the question of how to deal with the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, it proves from the Ma'amados that Rav would say to repeat a pasuk, and Shmuel would say to split a pasuk. Main point number two. Rav says you cannot split a pasuk because kol pasuk de lo paske, you're not allowed to split any pasukim that Moshe didn't split. Shmuel says you can't read a pasuk, you can't repeat a pasuk because it's going to give the wrong impression to people who leave early or come in late. Good. Now we go further in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Tanchum said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha ki Yesh Omrim. The Halacha is like the Yesh Omrim, that at least three psukim can be read from the second paragraph, since you can't begin a new paragraph in the Torah, you're not allowed to begin a new parsha in the Torah with less than three psukim. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also says, K'shem Shem Aschim, Parsha Pachas Megimel Psukim, Kachin Mishayrim, Parsha Pachas Mishlosh Psukim. Just like you can't start a new paragraph in the Torah and read less than three psukim, so too you can't leave over less than three psukim at the end of a parsha in the Torah. So says Mar Pshita, don't we already know that? Isn't that obvious? Hashtu mas chalta de kamekel tana kama machmeri yesh omrin. If in the case of beginning a new parsha and reading less than three psukim, the tana kama is mekel, and still there's a yesh omrin that's machmir about doing that. Shiur de machmir tana kama lo koloshkei de machmir yesh omrin. So in the case of leaving less than three psukim at the end, even the tana kama is machmir. So of course the yesh omrin is going to be machmir. So answers the Gemara, no, we could have thought that maybe the tana kama, that it's not so poshut that the yesh omrin would be machmir about leaving over psukim. Ma'u de tema, one might have thought, nichnasin shchichi. The concern for people coming in late is a very common concern, because a lot of times people come in late, and therefore we don't want to give those people the wrong impression. So that's why you're not allowed to start a paragraph with less than three psukim. But yotzin lo shchichi, the manchi servitora, the nafki. But it's not so common for people to leave in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Who in the world would have the chutzpah to walk out of the shul right in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? No one would ever have such a chutzpah. So Kamash Milan, that's where Rabbi Shimon Levi has to tell us that the Yesh Omrim agree that we do have to be concerned about that, because one would have thought that there would be no concern that someone's actually going to leave shul early. Who would ever do such a thing? So the Gemara asks, wait a second, what's the Tanakama Svara? The Tanakama Maishna Shiure Delo. Why is the Tanakama, why is it about leaving psukim, leaving less than three psukim at the end of the parsha, not allowed? Mishum yotzin, because people might leave early. Well, then aschule nami gezeru mishum enachnasin. Why isn't the Tanakama concerned about opening a parsha less than three psukim, opening reading less than three psukim in a parsha because of the nechnasin? Because people might come in. People might come in late. Answers the Gemara: Amri manda ayil shiule shayil. They say that someone who enters shul comes into shul a little bit late will always ask somebody what's going on. So he's going to ask, you know, how's it possible that we're holding over here less than three psukim into the parsha? And they'll be told that the guy read from a few psukim from the parsha before that also. So, but people who leave don't necessarily aren't going to ask because they're not in shul anymore to ask about it. They'll just form their impressions, and that's a bad thing. Good. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shalchei Rabbi Breid Rav Rav Yosef, Hilch Samais. Rabbi Breid Rav says to Rav Yosef, what is the halacha in terms of dividing the reading of the Ma'amados? So Shalchei Hilch Sadolik. So he says, we paskin that you should go back and repeat one of the pesukim. The Emtsoi Dolgan, and it's always the guy who gets the second, the middle aliyah, the second of the three aliyos in the Ma'amados that does the dolik. Good. So the main point number three, we could distinguish between people coming in late who will ask and therefore not get the wrong impression, but it's a much more common occurrence, so therefore there's more reason for concern. So again, people coming in late, there's less reason for concern because they'll ask. There's more reason for concern because it's much more common. People leaving early, there's more reason for concern because they can't ask, but there's less reason for concern because it's not so common. Good. Weiter. The Gemara goes on with to the next part of the Mishnah. Zak kol kol sheish b'musaf. So the Mishnah said that any time that there's a carbon musaf, but it's not a yom tov, we read four aliyos. So you buy a lu. Tainas tzibur b'kama. How many aliyos do we read on a tainas tzibur? Rosh chodesh moedika carbon musaf arba v'lachadilaka carbon musaf lo. Odil nahachanami ikum musaf tefila. Do we say that Rosh chodesh and chalamoy get four aliyos because there's a carbon musaf, but tainas tzibur there's no carbon musaf? Or do we say there is musaf by Tainas Tzibur also because there's musaf tefila? You add extra tefila by Tainas Tzibur. So Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. Barashi Chadashim Mechol Shalmoid Karin Arba. On Rosh Chodesh and Mechol Moed, four people are called to the Torah. Habitainas Tzibur Gimel. The impression that you get from that is very clearly that on Tainas Tzibur it's not four, it's only three. Oh yeah, if that's going to be a raya, that it doesn't, you know, that it when it lists how where you get four aliyos and it only it doesn't mention Tainas Tzibur, well then I could bring in the opposite raya. Emar Resha, the Mishnah also lists when we lane three aliyos. And what does it say? B'sheni v'chamishi v'shabbos mincha Karin Gimel Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, we read three aliyos. Hatainas Tzibur Arba, the impression that you get is Tainas Tzibur, there are four aliyos. El Mehalach El Mashav Mina. So obviously you can't bring any raya from that. So the Gemara says, okay, let's bring another raya about Tainas Tzibur. Tashma, the Ravik, little Bavel, Tainas Tzibur. Rav once went to Bavel on Tainas Tzibur, Kam Kara B'Sifra, and he read from the Torah, Pasach Baruch Hasim Lo Baruch. When he started his reading, he said a bracha. When he finished his reading, he didn't say a bracha. Nafal Kuli Alma and Payuv, Rav Lo Nafal Alape. And also, after davening, everyone did tachnun, and Rav didn't do nefilas apayim. He didn't do tachnun. So michti, Rav be Yisrael kara. Rav must have read the third aliyah, right? It must be that there was a kohen and a levi first. So because Rav was Yisrael, my time a chasam lo baruch. So why didn't he say a brach at the end? Lav mishum debay lemikra echrin and basrei. Isn't it because he assumed that there was still going to be someone else reading after him, that there was still going to be a fourth ola? So Gemara says, lo, Rav bekahani kara. Rav got the Kohen Aliyah. He wasn't a Kohen. Rav Huna used to get the Kohen Aliyah also, because they used to give the Kohen Aliyah not just to a Kohen, but to the most respected Talmud Chacham around. And that was Rav. So he was a big Talmud Chacham. So Gemara says, wait a second. Bishlam Rav Huna Kari Bekahani. Da'afilu Rav Ami Rav Asi. Dikani Chashiv Dar Yisrael Mechav Kaifilu Rav Huna. I understand Rav Huna would get the Kohen Aliyah, because even the most important Kohanim, like Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they would always put Rav Huna above them. Ela Rav, he kashmol the kana hava v'udavar alei. But Rav was around the same time as Shmuel, and Shmuel was a Kohen, and Shmuel always got in front of Rav. He always took precedence over Rav. So if there was a Kohen around in your community who was more respected than you, what business do you have taking the Kohen Aliyah? How could you say that Rav took the Kohen Aliyah? Says Gemara, Shmuel nami mechav avakayif le Rav. Shmuel subjugated himself to Rav. He was totally subordinate to Rav. V'Rav hu da'avad le'kavod. Rav just honored Shmuel. He acted bekavod toward Shmuel. V'chiyavad le'befanav. But that's only when Shmuel was there. Shalom befanav lo'avad le. But if Shmuel wasn't there, so then Rav didn't have to hesitate to take the Kohen Aliyah, because he was every bit the Talmud Chacham that Shmuel was. In fact, Shmuel was kafof to him. And we have a raya that Rav got the Kohen Aliyah. If he got the Yisrael Aliyah, why would he make a bracha at the beginning of the Aliyah? The first Oleg makes the bracha, we said. So Gemara says, well, maybe Liachra Takana. Maybe it was after they already made the takana that we learned about last time, that every ola makes a bracha before and after. Maybe that's why Rav made a bracha beforehand, even though he got a Yisrael. Oh yeah? If it was after the takana, then he should have made a bracha afterwards also, regardless of if someone else is going to get the next aliyah. Because every ola makes a bracha before and after. Says Gemara, Shaini Hecha di Yosef Rav, the Maili Aili. Where Rav was, it was very common for people to come late to shul. Mepak lo nafki. But people wouldn't leave early because Rav was there. It was like, Rav would give you a look. If you'd leave early, people were afraid to do that. So there was no reason for anybody except for the last guy to say the bracha afterwards, because the whole reason we say the bracha afterwards is for people who leave early. But to say the bracha beforehand, there is a reason, since people do, in fact, come late by Rav. So we still haven't proved it. In Bezer Shem, next year we're going to still try to figure out how many aliyos we read on a tainus. But main point number four, the Gemara Shaila, on a tainus Tzibur, do we read three or four aliyos? We try to prove from the Mishnah, that didn't work. We try to prove from Rav, that didn't work. and now we're trying other proofs from Brisos. Okay? So that is main point number four.